Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Congratulations, true crime addicts. We've survived another week. It is Friday, November 17th, 2023. This week, Diddy done did it. A triple murder in Tinseltown, and Florida dentists are the worst. All this and more. Stay tuned.
Yes, super excited. We are all pumped to have James Renner.
James Renner.
Suspects that James Renner has zeroed in.
James Renner's once again drops a bombshell.
Investigative James journalist, Renner. Reporter Renner. James Renner, who's been on the podcast a long time,
by
friend of
local
mine.
Writer,
And welcome back to True Crime This Week with me, James Renner. We got a big week this week. All sorts of stories, true crime stories, came in right under the wire, at the buzzer, as they say. So all this is like super fresh. These are the true crime stories that your friends are going to be talking about in the weeks to come. There's a couple here I'm sure will be made into Netflix documentaries and things like that, but you're going to hear it here first. From, you know, Uncle James, me. And as always, I want to thank Walter for manning the camera. Thanks, Walter. Walter's just back from binging the new season of The Crown. So, welcome back, Walter. Let's get right to the top stories. Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Diddy, was sued in federal court on Thursday by former girlfriend and R&B singer Cassie, who claims the music producer subjected her to human trafficking, rape, and physical abuse over the course of a decade, according to the New York Times. Cassie's real name is Cassandra Ventura. She was known to be Diddy's partner for many years after meeting him when she was just 19 years old in 2005. In her lawsuit, Cassie claims she got pulled into Diddy's high style life after his label Bad Boy Records released her debut album in 2006. Soon, Diddy was controlling every aspect of her life, she says. He controlled her career, paid for her car and apartment, and had access to her medical records. She says Diddy often became violent with her, beating her multiple times a year, including an attack in the back of a car where he allegedly kicked her in the face repeatedly. She says after that attack, he set her up in a hotel room so she could heal privately and would not allow her parents to visit. She also claims on several occasions Diddy paid male prostitutes to have sex with her while he watched and recorded it, sometimes taking her across state lines to do so, which is where those human trafficking allegations stem from. She says she would take copious amounts of drugs in order to dissociate during these encounters. These attacks continued until 2018, when Cassie claims Diddy forced his way into her apartment and raped her. She claims he was creeping. He claims she's all about the Benjamins. But this sounds like Cassie has the receipts, and there are many witnesses who are backing up her claims at this time. So we do wish her well. Mexico's first non-binary magistrate was found dead this week under mysterious circumstances. 38-year-old Jesus Ociel Baena was a magistrate at the I'm going to have trouble with this one, right? Aguas Calientes State Electoral Institute, and also a professor at the local university there. They were a famous activist of Mexico's growing LGBTQ plus community. In fact, Baena was the first Mexican to be issued a gender-neutral passport. They dropped the gender vowels at the end of their Mexican titles. Here's what we know at this time. This is a developing story, and it's an odd one. I guarantee there will be stories about this to come. Baena and their partner, Dorian Danielle Nieves, come on, James. I even took like a semester of I think like three semesters of Spanish. Where did it all go? Nieves were found dead at their home on Monday. This is Baena and their partner, Dorian. But different outlets are reporting different details related to this crime scene. The Guardian is reporting that Baena and Nieves were seen on security cameras arriving at home at 1 a.m. Nobody else is seen going in, and the doors were locked from the inside. There was blood throughout the home, and both men were found holding razor blades. Now, the report from the BBC is a little different. That report mentions only one razor blade and says that forensic evidence suggests Nieves wielded the blade that killed Baena. However, Baena's own father is refuting that claim, telling the BBC that, quote, the majority do not believe it, end quote. They don't think that this is a domestic spat that escalated to murder-suicide. They believe, and some of these supporters believe, that Baena's, it was, you know, because they were an out LGBTQ magistrate and changing all the rules there in Mexico, that they were a target for a hate crime that was then covered up to make it look like a murder-suicide. So there's a lot of twists and turns with this one. Who knows who's telling the truth at this point, but all we know for sure is that Baena and Nieves are both dead, unfortunately. So watch this one closely. Finally, the last top story before we get to the cold case updates and weird news after the break, I got to tell you one more top story. The son of a powerful Hollywood agent was charged with three counts of murder at court on Monday, according to a detailed article in The Cut. 35-year-old Sam Haskell, the fourth, has been charged with murdering and dismembering his wife, 37-year-old Mai Lee, and her parents. Three people murdered and dismembered. He is currently in lockup in L.A. County, being held without bail until trial. If found guilty, he will spend the rest of his life in prison. Haskell's father is Sam Haskell III, naturally, and Sam Haskell III is a retired agent to the stars who worked for William Morris and repped actors like George Clooney and Ray Romano. This crime unraveled quickly after a group of day workers called police and told them that Haskell had hired them to come to his house and move a bunch of heavy trash bags out of the garage, his garage, which is in Tarzana. He told them that these bags were filled with rocks, but they could tell it wasn't rocks. It was something very heavy and mushy, as they said. And one of them looked inside a bag and saw a torso with a belly button. The workers returned the money after that and left the bags. They didn't want any part of this. They called 911, but by the time police arrived, the bags were gone. But then Haskell was allegedly caught on a security camera throwing a trash bag into a dumpster in Encino. Police recovered a bag containing a torso they believe belongs to Haskell's dead wife, but the rest of the remains are currently unaccounted for. When detectives went to Haskell's house, they found blood and other evidence of dismemberment. Neighbors were told that there were more body parts found inside the home. The police then arrested Haskell. He's being held on a $2 million bail at this time. Probably won't get out, even though they could probably bail him out. I don't see it happening. One little bit of good news here. Haskell's three children were found safe at school. So big news out of Hollywood follow that for more. And after the break, I got to tell you about an update regarding Rex Huerman and his wife. We're going to talk about this crazy case out of Florida involving a bunch of dentists. Not that I'm an anti-dentite in any way, but I got to tell you about that. So stay tuned. I'll be back in 2 and 2.
Please hang up and try again.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And we're back with Beauty and the Beast, starring Ron Perlman. Got some cold case updates for you. Stand by your man. That's what Tammy Wynette used to sing. And that's what Asa Ellerup did on Wednesday when she appeared in court and smiled at her ex-husband, Rex Huerman, who's charged with the Gilgo Beach serial murders. Asa filed for divorce 6 days after Huerman's arrest, reports ABC News, but she was there this week when her ex-husband appeared in court for scheduling matters. Now, Asa's attorney also revealed that she has visited Huerman in jail and is currently under contract with a production company that may be putting together a documentary about the case, which leads me to believe that her appearance in court just yesterday, on Wednesday, has probably more to do with her contractual obligations as part of this documentary. Although it was reported in several newspapers that she smiled. One newspaper said she smiled widely. There's a lot of, it doesn't really matter, but she did seem to be there in support of her husband, who's charged as the Gilgo Beach serial killer. A witness came forward last month claiming that she met Huerman and Asa through the Long Island swinger community in 1996 and attended a sex party at their house with her police boyfriend and Karen Vergata. Now, that's an important name in this case because Vergata, her dismembered remains were later found on Fire Island, and it's assumed that she's also a victim of the Gilgo Beach serial killer. So that ties everybody together, including his wife, if this witness is telling the truth. So quite a mess. 73-year-old Donna Adelson. She was the matriarch of a family in South Florida. This family's full of dentists. Everybody's a dentist, all these Adelsons. The 73-year-old woman was arrested along with her husband as they attempted to slowly board a flight to Dubai, which is a non-extradition country. And she was arrested before she could get on that flight because police believe she arranged the murder of their former son-in-law. All this according to the Associated Press. Now, follow along with me. This case is pretty twisty. Florida State University professor, law professor, Daniel Markle was shot in the head in his garage in Tallahassee back in 2014. Now, at the time, Markle was involved in a fierce custody battle with his ex-wife, Wendy Adelson. Remember the name Adelson? That's the dentist family. And Wendy was Donna's daughter. And Wendy, after the divorce, wanted to move back to South Florida to be closer to her parents, and she wanted to take the children with her. Now, Markle said, no, you're not going to do that. So police allege that Donald Adelson, that's the older woman, and her husband offered Markle $1 million if he let their daughter have the kids. He refused because it sounds like he was a good dude. So instead, Wendy's brother, Charlie, who's also a dentist, I believe, allegedly took $138,000 and used his girlfriend's connections to the Latin Kings gang to hire a couple bad dudes to murder Markle. Now, the girlfriend and the two hitmen have already been convicted for their roles in this hit. They apparently rolled on the Adelsons after being convicted. Charlie Adelson was convicted just last week and faces a mandatory life term. Now, strangely, it was Wendy herself who went to the police and told them that she thought her family was responsible for her ex-husband's murder. So I kind of like good for her for doing that. Now, with the arrest of Donna, this Fargo-esque caper is coming to an end. This would make an excellent season of Fargo, I think. It's one of those where they had the best intentions, and then they decided to subvert the law, and everything kind of went out of their control. So, I don't know if there are any dentists left in South Florida after that. All right, next case. Yesterday, after only 2 hours of deliberation, a Texas jury found Caitlin Armstrong guilty of the murder of pro cyclist Anna, also known as Mo, Wilson, who Caitlin shot twice in the head and once in the heart after Wilson went on a date with Armstrong's on-again, off-again boyfriend, according to Fox News. Armstrong tried her best to elude responsibility for the murder, using her sister's passport to flee to Costa Rica, where she got plastic surgery and tried to reinvent her life as a yoga instructor. I think I'd take prison over that. After she was arrested, she invented a leg injury to get to a hospital so she could try to escape again. And she then led police on a long foot chase that was caught on cell phone cameras. She has these grand ideas to get away with this stuff, but she never does. Anyway, she'll have up to 99 years to try to escape from prison once she's sentenced in this case, which could happen as soon as later today. The case of the woman with the flower tattoo was solved this week. On June 3rd, 1992, the body of a murdered woman was found in the river in the Dern district of Antwerp, Belgium. This woman was light-skinned with dark hair. She was dressed for walking, wearing a t-shirt with the name Splinter on it. On her left arm was a tattoo of a black flower with green leaves and kind of a name written below the flower. The name, and it's capital R and apostrophe and then capital N-I-C-K, so Ernick. Written underneath. That was the clue that eventually solved the case this week. A family member saw that photo of the tattoo and identified this woman as Rita Roberts, who had moved from Cardiff, Wales, to Antwerp in February 1992 before stopping communicating with her family. Now, Interpol generally does not release details like that tattoo and other identifying marks, unlike what we do usually in the United States, which is, you know, release that info in the hopes that it would elicit responses from the public, like it did in this case. But I think they're kind of old school and trying to hold everything close to the vest so that when a person comes and confesses to the crime, they can make sure that they're really confessing and everything lines up. They just have a different way of doing things. But now they're changing. This was part of a new project which is trying to identify 22 unidentified women who are murder victims in Belgium, Netherlands, and Germany over the last 50 years. So these departments are now going to share this information with the public, hoping to identify all these cold cases. So far, so good. Weird news. Let's jump over to weird news. A Wisconsin woman was found guilty of murder this week. What was the murder weapon? Visine eye drops. A jury found 39-year-old Jesse Kurzewski guilty of intentional international homicide, although it all happened in this country, and theft after deliberating only 2 days, according to ABC News. Police and prosecutors allege that Jesse murdered 62-year-old Lynn Hernan in 2018 by spiking her water bottles with eye drops after stealing nearly $300,000 from the older woman. Jesse was Lynn Hernan's caregiver and would help her at home. And at first, Hernan's death appeared to be suicide. When the police got there, there were a lot of smashed up pills on a tray beside the body, and they figured that she had committed suicide because of her declining health. But then the medical examiner did all these tests, including toxicology, and found a fatal dose of tetrahydrazoline in her system, which is the main ingredient in over-the-counter eye drops such as Visine. Jesse was a beneficiary in Hernan's will, which prosecutors say was the motive for the murder. Now, this has all the makings of a classic Lifetime movie. I, for one, think it should be called Get the Red Out, and obviously should star Valerie Burton Ernie? One of those. Over to pop culture. There's a new documentary out on Netflix everybody should check out. If you like cults, especially, it's kind of a culty one. It's called Escaping Twin Flames. Here's the write-up. A couple built a spiritual business to help people find true love. Now, former followers are sharing their disturbing practices in this docuseries. Now, this is about this company that believed in soulmates. It was kind of like a Tinder on steroids, and also a multi-level marketing company and a website. It was a mess of almost religion, but like trying to put people together. Anyways, they believed in these soulmates, which they called twin flames. And they believed that there were only 144,000 people that were the chosen ones to have these soul groups. So what is that, like 77,000 each? Anyways, only these certain chosen people had these soulmates, and you had to log on and spend money and be a part of this program to eventually find your soulmate. Now, the downside of believing that way, of course, is some people are going to be put together with abusive partners, and they've been brainwashed to think that this is their one person in the entire universe and all of time leading to this one person, and they're abusive, so they can't leave them. Why would you leave your flame, your twin flame? So a lot of people were caught in terrible relationships and lost a lot of money. Check it out. Escaping Twin Flames is the name of that docuseries. And for the book this week, I want to talk about this. It's climbing the charts this week. It's one of the top true crime books of the week. It's called Among the Bros. And it's written by let me tell you the write-up here. A brilliant young investigative journalist traces a murder and a multi-million dollar drug ring, leading to an unprecedented look at elite American fraternity life. when Max Marshall, that's the author, and this is his first book, and it's getting a ton of press. So, you know, I think we're seeing the beginning of maybe another Ronan Farrow. This guy's going places. Anyways, Max Marshall arrived on the campus of the College of Charleston in 2018. He hoped to investigate a small-time fraternity Xanax trafficking ring. Instead, he found a homicide, several student deaths, and millions of dollars circulating around the Deep South. He also opened up an elite world hidden to outsiders. Behind the pop culture cliches of Greek life lies one of the major breeding grounds of American power. 80% of Fortune 500 executives, 85% of Supreme Court justices, and all but four presidents since 1825 have been fraternity members. With unprecedented immersion, this book takes readers inside that bubble. Under the live oaks and Spanish moss of Travel and Leisure's most beautiful campus in America, Marshall traces several Sea of Sea Boys' journeys from fraternity pledges to interstate drug traffickers. Not a giant leap there. The result is a true life story of hubris, status, money, drugs, and murder, one that lifts a curtain of an ecstatic and disturbing way of life. With expert pacing and a cool eye, he follows a never-ending party that continues after funerals and mass arrests. An addictive and haunting portrait of tomorrow's American establishment. Among the Bros is nonfiction storytelling at its finest. So check that out. I definitely will. Hey, in other news, I'm going to be off next week because it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to have some turkey. Next Friday, I'm going to be in a tryptophan coma, recovering. So I hope you will be too. So have a great holiday. Have a great weekend. And the words of the incomparable Murray Saul, that means we gotta get down, damn it. True Crime This Week is a Fearful Symmetry production. Photo and artwork are licensed through Shutterstock. If you like the cut of my jib, I have another podcast you might enjoy called The Philosophy of Crime, in which I attempt to solve the big questions behind our true crime obsession by looking to philosophy for answers. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Sit, Brownie, sit. Good dog.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.